It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. We are happy. She is over there, I believe, somewhere, possibly an undisclosed location, possibly not. Maybe she'll tell us. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. Yes, from Switzerland, some news about Austria. I don't know how much you have followed what happened in Austria.
Very followed, but me, but you know everybody else probably not so much, because this is the sort of thing
it's just an amazing story, so I thought it would be a good idea to share it today. So basically, let's just tell the story from the beginning. All of a sudden, we got news from Austria saying that the Freedom Party leader, Heinz Christian Strache, who was also vice chancellor, was forced to resign. Why? Because over the weekend, a video was released where he is seen in a very special setting, having a meeting in Ibiza in a very luxurious house with a friend of his, also from the same party, and a very attractive young blonde lady, who supposedly is the niece of a Russian oligarch. This is at least how she introduced herself. The fact is that the house was well prepared with cameras and microphones, and the entire conversation was filmed and taped. What was the conversation about? Of course, that was the very curious thing. It was about this young Russian saying that she would be ready to buy one of the main stakes in one of the main newspaper in Austria in order to basically help the next election and make sure that the Freedom Party gets an advantage. On that level, then, Mr. Strache was saying that that would be a very good idea, that obviously if she would do such a thing, she would also get rewarded for that, for example, with some public contracts. And he was apparently very excited about the perspective. It was also a conversation that was very respectful towards other people. It was kind of homophobic, sexist. He had really bad things to say about many well-known people. And they were drinking and smoking and apparently having a good time. All of this was then sent to two newspapers in Germany called Der Spiegel and the Süddeutsche Zeitung. What's interesting, though, is that this video tape has been made in 2017 and has been released only now. So that, of course, now is the source of all sorts of speculations about the videotape, why now, and of course, who did it. This is something that where many names have been dropped, but there is absolutely at the moment no name to put on this videotape. This has put, of course, the entire Austrian government in a complete turmoil. It was a coalition. We spoke about this previously, Jill. It was a very difficult coalition to begin with, because Mr. Kurz, who is the actual chancellor, is the head of the center-right party, but is not far-right extremist. And though he made that very difficult coalition in order to have a majority. Now, he, of course, is trying to put himself completely out of the equation by saying that he had problems with that party many times before, even though he didn't talk about it publicly, but basically enough is enough, and he cannot accept such a behavior, and he wanted Mr. Strache to get out of his government, which he did the day after the release of the video. This was not enough for the chancellor. He also asked for the minister, Mr. Kickl, general secretary of his party as well, and part of the government, to also resign. He did not want to resign, his party members announced that if he would have to resign, or if he would be basically forced out, then they would basically leave all the ministerial posts at the same time. So this is happening, now on top of all this mess, a vote of no confidence is also announced for Monday concerning the chancellor himself. It's very particular in Austria. There is the possibility, with a simple majority at the parliament, to basically force a chancellor out of his position. So is that going to happen? Nobody knows, really, because everybody is very upset. The party that is that had a coalition is, of course, very upset with him, because he didn't stand by any of those men. His own party are also upset, probably because they don't want to be associated with this other party at this point. And of course, all the opposition's party are opposed to him, because that's basically their job. Now the question will be to see if he stays or leaves. If he leaves, it's going to be a situation that is even more difficult for Austria by not having anybody leading the country for a certain period of time. He is very liked still, Mr. Kurz, but as we know, politics and being liked or disliked by the public is not exactly the same thing. What I wanted to say to this incredible story is how surprising the behavior of such men can look like, with going to a villa with a supposedly young, beautiful oligarch niece from some Russian, not taking any information beforehand. If they would have done so, they would have probably noticed that the villa they went to was actually an Airbnb villa. They would have probably found out that her name is not to be found anywhere because everything was constructed. None of this has been done. And one of their excuses is to say, oh, you know, we were drinking so much, and, you know, it was like words without real meaning.
It's called a honey trap. I'm sorry, I just have to. It is.
But how can that work?
The naivete is staggering. So either, and I'm sorry, this is my, you know, everyone knows I've got a cracked mind. So I will say that in front. But it is either being portrayed one way, you know, it's like, oh gosh, this was just incredibly stupid. But in fact, it was very well constructed and set up because nobody is that foolish. You know, it's a question of how did this, you are onto the right question. How did this really happen? And I'm just going to throw in the, yeah, okay, this is what is being said. And because it is so unutterably silly, your mind sort of goes, well, was everybody really that naive? Or were there hidden forces at work, let's just say? And so who is behind this? Because
they are the question, the answer is probably yes to both of the question. They were naive because it seems like today it is still a thing to just send a beautiful girl and make certain politicians lose their mind, which is really
amazing that still works.
Yeah, that this still works is a mystery, but it's possible. And the second thing, of course, is that it was a targeted political action, because let's not forget the European Parliament elections are taking place between the 23rd and the 26th of May. And the far right is said to have to be expecting more seats than people would think it's possible. So of course, by having that just before the elections, it's a setback for the far right, even though of course everybody else really tries to to detach themselves from all of this ridiculous videotape, but still it's a hit, and it's not a coincidence that it has been released now.
When are the elections?
The elections are between the 23rd and the 26th of May.
Okay.
The question still remains. Apparently this video was taken before the elections in Austria. And of course, one of the legitimate questions would be
why now
and why not then to damage the party and make sure that they are not part of the government. So as you can see, Jill, there are still many open questions, and it's not as logical as one would think initially.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.